Where does my help come from? It comes from you, my God. Where does my help come from? It comes from you, my God. Where does my help come from? It comes from you, my God. Where does my help come from?
And we're back with Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly.
Yeldum.
And we're actually blessed to have him stay in the studio with us, a good friend of mine, as well as a worship leader that's out there in the Palmdale community out there at the Highlands Church. Gabe Labatt, welcome.
Woohoo!
Yes, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, so cool. So, I mean, we were talking about your history, and it's interesting as far as you never, you talk to people and meet people all the time in the community, worship community, or in church, or in the entertainment community, and you never know their spiritual side of them. You never know what God has called them to. And then here to find out that you actually are leading worship and been leading worship for quite some time is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I've been, you know, doing it for a while now, and there's nothing better than it, you know. It's great to lead worship and be a part of a community of people, you know.
Oh, yeah. So you want to bring us up to speed. Our listeners may not know who you are and where you come from, so just give us a little snippet. Where's Gabe from?
All right.
What's he about?
I'm originally from Santa Clarita.
Sweet.
And went to Musicians Institute in Hollywood, studied guitar performance.
So you're born and raised.
Correct.
Californian, Southern Californian.
Born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always weird when you know, going to school or you ask people, so where are you from? And everyone's from like Oregon or Washington.
Right?
No one from LA
it's
is from LA.
It's a small percentage, I've noticed. Yeah.
Exactly. So, so I went to Musicians Institute, and then after that went to Calvary Chapel School of Worship.
Okay, which I didn't even know existed.
Costa Mesa.
Tell me about that. Like,
great.
What programs? How long does it last?
Great experience. It's a year or a school year. Starts in September, and if I'm correct, ends in April or May.
Okay.
And the guy over there is a guy named Scott Cunningham, who's a worship leader.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And currently, I think there's about 70 students in the program. And they go from everything from worship theology to music classes. So it kind of encompasses like what it would be to be a worship leader. I mean, they even go to the extent of talking about how to do a wedding, how to do a funeral.
That's very cool.
Doing baptisms. So
it's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, they're on fire over there, Calvary Chapel. I mean, they're doing a lot of things, especially Costa Mesa. School of Ministry is really amazing over there. You know,
how many different professors?
I think there's about 10, and it's split between five probably being musical, like musicians.
Right.
I mean, one of the teachers there, a guy named John Ferraro. He's a great, you know, L.A. session drummer. He played with Larry Carlton. He's one of the teachers there. And then you have, you know, guys who have gone to seminary who are teaching classes. So it's a real healthy balance of, like, music and then Bible stuff. So, yeah.
Excellent.
So where is Gabe now? Now all of a sudden, I mean, I know you from the playing secular music, and then, you know, obviously now you worship music, and then years in worship. Where's the future of Gabe Labatt? Where are you headed?
Just trying to be faithful where I'm at. You know, I think that's a big thing, is being faithful where I'm at. And but it's great. God's been opening up a lot of doors for me to lead worship at different churches, lead worship at different conferences.
Cool.
And then I'm working on an upcoming CD project that's going to be released probably in the spring sometime.
That's originals?
Yeah, all originals, all original worship songs. And we do a lot of them. I test them out on my church congregation.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
You're going to love this one.
Well, and they're nice, too, because, you know, some sweet old lady will always come up to you. She'll go, dear, either she really loved it or dear, you may want to work on another one.
Snap.
But you always know it's in love. So,
yeah,
you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's great to have that captive audience, right?
Yeah.
You got to try it out. That's just cool.
Now, your band, like, is this CD your church band, or who are you using on this new release?
Usually I use, like, friends who are session players who will play on my actual CD and go out with me. But then I also use some of the members of the church band, too.
Nice.
So we kind of do a volunteer base, and then I go out with some of my buddies who I went to music school with.
Yeah.
So that's always fun.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of players that can play, that's for sure, around him all the time. He can play and sing, but he's got a bunch of players that do play, that's for sure.
I always love asking this question. Did you come from a musical family?
Interesting enough, my dad is a worship leader.
Go figure!
He's never done it full-time, but has always done it in a part-time manner.
Cool.
And my dad's a great singer.
Nice.
And actually, the way I got... you know, through growing up, I was mentored by a guy named Tommy Walker.
Hmm,
and so
that?
Tommy Walker.
Why does that sound familiar?
But anyways, my dad used to sing with him.
Okay.
So I would sit in all the rehearsals, and that's how I kind of got the relationship going with Tommy.
Nice.
And I learned a lot about leading worship from him and what it meant to be a worship leader. So, yeah, but my dad is a great singer and great worship leader.
Yeah. Well, and you are listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM, and we are talking to Gabe Labatt here in studio. And if you're a musician out there, or maybe somebody's leading worship or looking to lead worship or whatever it is, this is a type of thing that we do here at Worship Factory, is actually get in different creative artists and whatever it may be. Maybe it's a painter, but just so happens a lot of times we deal with worship music within Worship Factory, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yep.
Now, your CD, is it a worship CD or is it?
It's a worship CD, but like.
What's the vibe? Style?
The vibe is just kind of laid back, relaxed worship songs, kind of stuff you can put on in the car and drive to the beach or sing along with your friends. So, yeah.
And you could use on a Sunday morning?
And you could use. That's the big thing. It's got to work on a Sunday morning.
Got to work, man.
If it doesn't work on a Sunday morning, then, you know.
What's your services over there? You're now doing ministry, worship ministry over at Highlands?
We do a Wednesday night service at 7 p.m., and then I do four services on Sunday morning.
Yeehaw.
So we do three in the morning, one at night.
Wow. Full day.
So, yeah, full day.
That's a work day.
Yeah, 8 o'clock, 9:30, 10:45, and then 6 p.m.
Good times.
So nice. When can we see the CD? When's the CD due out of your original music? When are you looking forward to?
Probably spring of 2012.
Awesome. How many tracks are you going to do? 12?
Probably going to do about 10.
10?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, you're a guitar player.
Yes.
When did you start taking lessons or picking it up?
Funny story. I got my first guitar when I was 9.
Cool.
Got stolen. got depressed and didn't pick it up again till I was almost 17.
Oh my gosh.
And then I started leading worship, yeah, right about 16, 17.
There you
go. That's a big gap.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Was it like a bike? You were like, oh yeah,
good. Yeah, time. I brought it somewhere and someone decided to walk off with it. But I've been playing for a while. And.
But I mean, like, was it like a bike in that as soon as you got your new guitar, you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Right. I've always kind of had an aptitude for playing music and singing and writing. So
being that we're a Worship Factory, and we do invite our listeners to get involved with Worship Factory by going to worshipfactory.net, going on the website, getting connected, get involved. You can get information about Gabe and other things that are going on. But I want to kind of center in, because being a person of worship, ask some questions. So you mentioned earlier that Calvary Chapel, learning about what it means to be a worship leader. So let me ask you, what does it mean to be a worship leader?
I think being a worship leader is really teaching people and leading people to get their focus and attention back on God. And I think during the week, during the months that go by, we can get distracted by a lot of different things, whether it's, our own fame or our careers or different things. And I think a worship leader's job is to lead people back to the place where they're focused on God, and they say, God, you're the most important thing. All these other things, they're great things, but at the end of the day, you're it.
Yeah.
You know, and like there's an old hymn called Come Thou Fount, and it's got a lyric in it that says, prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. So take my heart and seal it for thy courts above.
Love that.
And a lot of times I think our hearts are very prone to wonder.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even
mean. I thought it was prone to wander.
Wander, maybe. You're correct.
I think it's prone to wander.
Wander, you're correct.
Yes.
I stand corrected.
But I like wonder, too.
Both.
But, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think our hearts, we can lose our focus real quickly.
Yeah.
Because there's so many great
things.
Okay,
and I have
there.
Another question for you.
Yeah.
There, I'm sure, days when you maybe are not in the worshipful mood and you're functioning out of obedience. Have you experienced those days, and can you give other worship leaders advice on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's to be honest, there's a lot more of those days than there are the, people weeping when you introduced a new song or people coming up to you. I think that's part of the journey of it all.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the whole thing of being a worship leader is – can I play something real quick?
Yeah.
You want to play something? We are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. We are sitting in studio with Gabe Labatt. And, since we are in Worship Factory, and since we do, obviously it's here to worship for you, at times we'll just break into worship, and that's what's wonderful about this type of show and having musicians like Gabe Labatt in studio. So here's a little Gabe Labatt.
So the other day, to answer your question, this will kind of answer your question. I was just having a lot of doubts about, like, man, we believe in God and we've grown up in church or gone to church, but sometimes it doesn't always feel there, if you know what I'm saying. So I wrote this little song. It goes like this. I believe in the power of the cross. I believe in the shedding of His blood. I believe there is hope for the hopeless and the lost. I believe. I believe. And just as a song to reassure myself, you know. I believe in the power of the cross. I believe in the shedding of His blood. I believe there is hope for the hopeless and the lost. I believe. I believe. And so you just come up with those things when you get to those days.
Right. You're like, okay, here's my creed. I'm sticking to my creed.
Yeah.
This is what I believe.
You know, what's so amazing to me is that we so blessing to be able to be in the studio and to be able to hear, that when somebody's out there. Maybe you're driving down the street and you just, you know, for a radio show and a radio program to be able to provide that type of thing for you out there as the listener, where people can just see the presence of the Lord and feel like that they need to express it and just pick up a guitar and just go with it. That's what Worship Factory is really all about. It's just unbelievable.
It's great. Cool to see God use the body.
Unreal. Well, we'll be right back with more Gabe Labat as far as that goes. You listen to Worship Factory KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back with more Gabe Labat.
You know, it says in the Bible, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay one's life down for his friends.
And I'm forgiven because you were forsaken, and I'm accepted, you were condemned, and I'm alive, well, your spirit is within.